You're listening to the best of the morning blush on Hot 103 Jams.
It's been moist over the weekend, hasn't it?
Just a little bit.
Oh, the humidity in the town. Friday, after the show, had lunch with one of my ATL homies, Michelle. Went to Jack Stack.
Yum, yum.
It was good.
Get some of the wings?
No.
No?
I got something different. You know, I always get the wings.
Did you get the shrimp?
Yes.
Delicioso.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. Then on Saturday, I had lunch with Julie and some of her friends. It was very nice at the Cheesecake Factory. We sat outside there too.
How precious. What was y'all talking about? What was the topic of conversation?
Oh, a little bit of everything. It was like seven of us, so you know.
Oh boy.
Any yeah. and everything.
Yeah, you can go anywhere.
Got up Sunday morning. The day the Lord hath made. Cleaned up a little bit. Made myself some breakfast. Started looking at TV.
Sounds relaxing.
Watch Space Jam 2.
I didn't get a chance to see that yet.
It led the box office. I fell asleep on it a couple times, but I kept rewinding it. It wasn't boring, you know, I just was sleepy.
Yeah.
And then I watched season 3 of Manifest.
Your weekend sounds relaxing. Mine was a little busy. Friday had a wedding to do. Shout out to Joy and Javion.
Aw.
That is Lavelle's son. R&B singer Lavelle from the town.
Aw, Lavelle.
Man, it was a great time. Shout out to both of the families. Both show me nothing but love. It's a beautiful union. Joy and Javion, congratulations. We had a good time Friday night.
Did you imagine yourself walking down that aisle?
like Ric Flair? Yeah. You know, of course, I was trying to take notes to see, you know, what I could do for my joint, you know.
That was from Coming to America, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I did take notes. Saturday, we was at Virtue. You know what the deal is, man. Celebration Saturdays. And then yesterday, me and the queen went on a little adventure, a shopping adventure. First time going into Sam's Club.
Never been to Sam's?
Mm-mm.
Every time I plan your barbecue, that's where I go to get the meat.
Never went. Never went there before. Just a bigger Walmart, that's all.
They're owned by the same. That's what Sam is, Sam Walton.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, yeah, it's just a bigger Walmart for those who haven't gone yet, like me. So
I think everybody else has been, friendly.
My bad. I'm late to the party. I'm tardy.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621. Look for highs in the mid-80s today. Sunny skies. Right now you are sunny in 67 in Shawnee Mission. Shade, what's poppin'?
Rap icon Biz Markie passed away over the weekend, struggling with complications from diabetes for over a year. He was just 57 years old, Brian.
Yeah, RIP Biz, one of the best to ever do it as far as DJing and one of the characters of hip-hop. I've been listening to Questlove a lot, and I went back and listened to his interview with Biz Markie, and you just marvel at the relationships that this man had in hip-hop.
Yeah, I remember listening to this song, This Is the Vapors. He was just a fun-loving guy, you know what I'm saying? When Fun Time Rap was what people were talking about, not necessarily killing and shooting and all these other things. So his wife, Tara Hall, said that she held his hand as he took his last breath. And so many in hip-hop are talking about him. Big Daddy Kane talked about him, and even LL Cool J on socials over the weekend expressed his love for the fallen rapper.
Rest in power to Biz Markie, my friend. We have so many memories, man. You was in the basement of my grandmother's house when I wrote Rock the Bells. Used to always hang out and, back in the days and be running around in Queens, Long Island. And I'm glad we got to do what we got to do towards the end, some of the things we got to do, man. And yeah, love you, bro. Rest in power, bro.
Love on our legends while they're here, man.
I read where he had this thing that he would do with everybody. He would just call them, be like, how you doing? You good? Yeah, you all right? And just hang up in people's face. And everybody talks about how he did that, and he was big on just showing love to people.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Bill Cosby's wife of 50 years, Camille Cosby, has denied rumors that their marriage is in trouble. Cosby was spotted in NYC without her wedding ring, which caused some folks to question the marriage. Mm. Cosby's rep said, quote, it's hilarious because Mr. and Mrs. Cosby have been happily married for 57 years and counting. He went on to say they have not worn wedding rings in almost 30 years.
Lord, since the 90s? That was the last episode of Cosby Show. They ain't wore wedding rings since then, huh?
Do you think that would be a big deal if your woman didn't want to wear her wedding ring?
Being that far deep into it, I don't think it's a big deal then, but early... Right now, yeah, you got to rock that. I spent too much money on that, fam. You're going to show that off.
Oh, Lord.
You got too much weight on your hand, man. Oh, I get it. After a while, it might be a little heavy, but, you know, rock that right now.
It's not that heavy, oh, friend.
Right. How you know?
I've seen it.
Did you wear it?
It's nice, but it's not that heavy, friend.
Yeah, I.
You really put it on. You put it on.
I'm just saying. My queen deserves the best.
How heavy is it, Brian?
It's, you know.
A 4 pounder?
You know, it's a little, you know, something.
It's a quarter pounder?
It'll add something to your scale. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. Bridgerton fans, and I'm one of them, season 2 of Bridgerton was paused for 24 hours after a crew member tested positive for coronavirus and then halted for an indefinite period after a second cast or crew member tested positive for COVID.
Pandemic is not over. Period, Pooh.
Even though we want to see Bridgerton season 2.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Might be a little delay, man. If people don't wear their masks and act right.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I'm mad this morning because it's traffic. People flipping me off in traffic. I'm driving the post office truck. I'm not trying to get pulled over.
I know that's right. We need all mail delivered fast and in order.
We ain't going to deal with driving this mail truck smashing.
So they can pull you over even in a mail truck?
Man, they going to pull me over if I'm doing 10 over. They going to pull me over if I'm in anything.
But ain't you a government official?
Just because we work for the government don't mean they care about that.
Yeah, man, don't be flipping off the mailman. He might have some checks in there waiting on you.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't getting them if y'all doing that.
They ain't even got no doors on the vehicle, so, yeah.
All right, what's your name?
Antoine.
Thank you, Antoine, for calling up this morning.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Bozeman. Wait, hey, Mr. Bozeman.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
If you're a business owner, if you love someone who owns a business, tell them to turn their radio on. AltCap is a local community development financial institution which focuses on bringing capital to small businesses. Now, Brian, here's a fact that many may not know. Minority-owned businesses in Kansas City had a harder time than their white counterparts applying for and receiving federal paycheck protection loans, a program that was set up to help small businesses across the country during the pandemic.
I know our partner Chris Evans is going through that.
He's gotten a lot of press with T-shirt Kings about how he was able to finally get some relief from the federal program. We're talking with Justin Ikirianwu. He's with AltCap.
Good morning, Justin.
Good morning. I'm thankful that you guys could have me on this morning.
We want to make sure that the community is understanding what resources are available to them. Now, let's talk a little bit about how AltCap's work has been assisting small businesses during the pandemic.
We really saw that a lot of the businesses that we worked with, and just from hearing from businesses on the phone or through email, what we were hearing on the news, that a lot of businesses were just needing some kind of help and relief. They were needing more patient loan products that weren't going to kind of hit them hard with a higher interest rate. So we wanted to just kind of make that shift the best way that we could and use our abilities to give businesses what they needed at the time. So we put out a COVID COVID-19 Small Business Relief Loan that's turned into a Kansas City Small Business Relief and Recovery Fund. And that gives businesses the opportunity to take advantage of a three-year loan where the first year is 0%, the second year is 2%, and the third year is 4.5%. And they can take advantage of that for up to $50,000.
Justin, what is defined as a small business and what are some of the restrictions that goes into trying to apply for one of your programs?
The way that we look at small businesses, any of the brick and mortar businesses, if you're a business that's based heavily on e-commerce, it could be in any industry. Over our time at AltCap, we've worked with businesses as unique as rabbit farms, as normal as a retailer, like a Main Street style business. So you could be a business of any size as far as that goes. We do also work with startup businesses through this fund. And in that case, you would just need a business plan and still your financials just to put in front of our team and we could get that conversation started.
So much of the PPP loans were associated with being connected with large banking institutions. Has that gotten any better as time has gone on through this pandemic?
Yeah, I think that in this last round of the Paycheck Protection Program, what we saw was that there was a heightened effort between some of the smaller organizations throughout Kansas City to make sure that information was put in front of businesses. Me personally, I was able to work really closely with Simone Curls at the Prospect Business Association to make sure that the businesses that were associated with PBA were able to get the funding that they needed. So we tried to meet businesses halfway and get in front of folks and share the message on how good of an opportunity the Paycheck Protection Program really was for them and walk them through the steps to answer any questions that they might have. Because there was a lot of different information being passed around and we wanted to make sure that they heard it from the horse's mouth.
Those PPP loans have ended, but you are accepting new applications. How can folks apply for that?
To get in contact with us, first of all, to go to our website at alt-cap.org, or you can reach out to any of us in the business development team at AltCap. My information, if you'd like to get in touch with me directly, you can send me an email at justin@alt-cap.org.
Thank you, Justin. We appreciate you, man. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Our weekly State of the City with Mayor Quentin Lucas. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to talk to you both.
Good to speak with you as well. Mayor's Night Hoops kicked off on Tuesday. Took a slight L, but I saw you at Mayor's Night Kicks, and you got a goal. I think that soccer might be your thing.
You know what? I played soccer when I was younger, and if you haven't met me, my size is a little bit better for the soccer field than the basketball court. You know, there's a picture of me floating around social media between Jaron and Kareem Rush, and let's just say I didn't get the height gene. So it's good to be on a soccer field with a bunch of kids from Northeast Kansas City, a good group of young men, many of whom were telling me that they're going to play for a World Cup and all that, so enjoyed getting that experience on Saturday, as well as playing basketball at Southeast Community Center back on Tuesday.
You got some power in your foot.
Hey, you got to. You know, I mean, it's I got speed and I got power. And for once, I took my tie off. So, you know, this may be a new thing for me, figuring out how to play sports better.
That's what happens when you kick a lot of ass in City Hall, Shay. You get a strong
foot.
Hey, exactly. All right. Mayor Lucas, when we come back with you, I want to ask you about some of the homeless camp tents that are popping back up in Westport. We're going to have a conversation about that coming up at 7:37.
Now it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s, sunny skies. Right now, you are sunny at 69 on 59th and Paseo. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity cancer friends. Rachel Robinson, wife of Jackie Robinson, an accomplished nurse in her own right, is yet holding on at 99, Brian.
Look at God.
Actor Trey Byers, he's 38 years old today. And daughter of Steph and Aisha Curry, Riley Curry, is 9.
Happy birthday to everybody born on July 19th.
Over the weekend, a rap icon passed away. Biz Markie died after struggling with complications from diabetes for over a year. A family source said that Biz passed away Friday evening at a Baltimore hospital. His wife, Tara Hall, was there holding his hand as he took his last breath.
One of the most charismatic characters of hip-hop, man. I always loved Biz Markie, especially when I was a kid.
So many folks in hip-hop credit him for helping them, for keeping them encouraged over the years. I watched an interview with Fat Joe, who talked a lot about Biz and his favorite song being The Vapors. Even LL Cool J was emotional as he talked about the late icon.
Rest in power to Biz Mark, my friend. We have so many memories, man. You was in the basement of my grandmother's house when I wrote Rock the Bells. Used to always hang out and, back in the days and be running around Queens, Long Island. And I'm glad we got to do what we got to do towards the end, some of the things we got to do, man. And yeah, love you, bro. Rest in power, bro.
Sad day in hip-hop, man. RIP Biz.
Dani Lee finally announced that she is yet pregnant, Brian. She shared a photo of herself on socials over the weekend, draped in nothing but a white sheet while standing in front of a waterfall.
You're not my dad!
She captioned the photo, "As you grow, so does my love, discipline, and focus."
You know what the rumors are saying, right? About the father.
Well, her on again, off again, boo thing, da baby.
Da baby daddy.
Oh, Lord.
You're not my dad!
Oh, you stretch for that little joke.
Test tube, baby.
Yeah,
little
I.
Little joke.
Yeah, I.
Your little jokey joke.
You laughed on the inside.
Not really. But the baby will be in town,
August 14th.
Yo, so I'm talking about the Hot 103 John Sun John. So we got to ask him.
Don't do that.
All about
voice.
What he did with Dani Lee. I'm finna ask.
You hear this Atlanta voice? You doing, man? Lord have mercy.
I'm just saying.
All right.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah, I ain't done, y'all. Richard Sermon has issued a public apology after his arrest last week and has promised to seek help for mental health issues. In a statement, he said, quote, "I am deeply remorseful for my actions on Tuesday night. I behaved in a manner I am not proud of. I have been dealing with some personal challenges over the last several months, but that is not an excuse for how I acted. The importance of mental and emotional health is extremely real, and I vow to get the help I need." So if you were not aware, an issue happened last week where he was beaten down the door of his in-laws' home. His wife said that he had been drinking alcohol and he was threatening to harm himself. So she called 911, and I listened to this 911 call. The 911 operator was so mean.
She had an attitude.
Yeah. I was like, what's that all about? Yeah. I know you have a tough job and... you know, you probably get weary, but come on now. People are calling you in their worst hour.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hashtag Mayor Lucas Monday on the Morning Grind.
As the pandemic rolls on, homeless camps have popped back up in Westport. And I remember earlier in the year, there were mention of tiny homes for some of the homeless people in Kansas City. Is there an update on that situation?
Yeah, a few different updates. First of all, I would say that we have worked hard this year in the city to make sure that we are never going back to what was the old status quo. We used to look the other way. We used to just let the camps be wherever, not really worry about people. This year, we spent millions to try to make sure folks had access to services, access to hotel rooms. Many people took that on. We offered jobs as recently as yesterday. Every person yesterday who was at Westport was offered a shelter, place to stay, most of whom refused. So we will continue to work on that. In terms of tiny homes, there's been a lot of discussion in the neighborhoods. And it is fair to say that there's been a lot of pushback in connection with creating a pallet home village in different parts of the city. I think the real thing we need to come to eventually is this. You got to do something. Everybody has poked a lot of holes in every solution that's been discussed. People say the hotels were a waste of money, but me, as somebody who has been homeless, says I appreciate having somewhere to stay before in my life. I'm glad we were able to do that for others. People say that this solution won't work. People say that you need all these great long terms. You need higher salaries. Look, day to day, I want to make sure we're taking care of particularly our young people. Everybody who's out on the streets, we will continue to work on solutions. I just hope they can get support at City Council. Thus far, it has been fleeting, but it doesn't mean we won't stop pushing. So it's, you know, right now, Brian, the only challenge is politics.
And I hope we move beyond it. Congressman Cleaver got us $8 million to invest in these sorts of initiatives. I hope we can see them come to reality.
Missouri reports 1,771 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases. And the Surgeon General of the United States even expressed concern about the uptick in cases. Where are we in Kansas City with that 1,700 number? Are we in jeopardy here?
Yeah, of course we are. I mean, look, the problem is if you ever, I'm going to just be straight with y'all. It's just us between friends. If you act like damn fools and how you respond to this pandemic, as we've done a lot in the state of Missouri, we have one of our United States congressmen from Southern Missouri yesterday tweeting about how vaccines are a threat to you and they're coming to you door to door and all of that. This is buffoonery of the highest order, and it is hurting our state. It is hurting the people primarily of Southern Missouri, Southwest Missouri. They are spreading misinformation. They are spreading lies and falsehoods, which is leading to a dramatic increase in infections. And we're getting to the point where you can't pull it back. So I would call, first of all, on all of those elected officials in Missouri, and all of them got a lot more power in this state than I do. I would call on all of them to finally speak the truth, to speak the truth that many of them are vaccinated, that their families are vaccinated, that they believe it is important, that this is the way that we stop the spread of COVID-19. But I'm absolutely concerned in Kansas City because we are not far from those places. These people come to Kansas City to spend money, to do who knows what. And my view is, no, we need a state to take this seriously. Yes, last week, I think there was a remark by somebody who said, oh, this is just doctors making a bunch of noise. Well, you know what? When I go to the doctor and they say you need to take care of this, that, or the other, I don't just say, oh, he don't know what he's talking about. I do something about it. It's time for Missouri's leaders to make sure they're doing something about it. We stand ready here in Kansas City. I talked to St. Louis City Mayor Tashara Jones yesterday about this very issue. The cities, we stand ready to make a difference, to make sure our communities aren't negatively impacted. I wish Missouri's statewide leaders would do the same.
Mayor, more than 1,000 Jackson County tenants have been spared eviction due to the Rental Assistance Program, ERAP, which is Emergency Rental Assistance Program. It opened up in April. Is this program still going? And if so, how can people apply?
You know, this is one of those things where everybody who's listening, including the people you gave the weather report for I-35 and Johnson Drive, actually have an element of this in all of their communities. The federal government has created an emergency rental assistance program. It has been distributed to every city. So whether you're in Wyandotte, Johnson, Kansas City, Missouri, elsewhere around, you have a program. The way that you can do it in Kansas City, and absolutely money is, we still have millions of dollars available in Kansas City's program. Kansas City, you can go on the website. You could just Google search emergency rental assistance program. Or if you're not internet savvy, just call 311 in Kansas City. Say you are looking for the emergency rental program, emergency rental assistance. We have links to probably 10 different organizations in every part of the city that can help you out. And again, this is something that exists in every jurisdiction. Call the 311 or wherever it is you live, or dial the operator if that still gets you anywhere. I need to try that again. And then you can go ahead and get that sort of support.
There was a controversy that hit the interwebs last week, whether we should pronounce Kelsey as Kels or Kelsey. Now, you're in with the squad.
Yeah.
How do you weigh in on this? Is there something we can do to make it like a formal thing on record?
Yeah, we need to make a city proclamation that says, Travis, look, man, once you get too big, you can't change your name. You know, people try to do that sometimes. You know, it's like when Vanessa Williams started saying the L because there was an original Vanessa Williams. You know, we still just don't know it, right? I mean, Travis Kelsey is just going to be Travis Kelsey. And, you know, maybe your mama's been calling you for a few years, like, set the record straight. But Kelsey is Kelsey. Kelsey is going to get some more rings. I'm actually very excited about the football season because we didn't talk about this. I will admit, I am not good at basketball. Anybody who's seen me play will see this. I am very good. You mentioned soccer before. I love football. I will go play that anytime. Now, the Chiefs ain't going to play with me for anything, but I'm just excited about our fall sports, about football season. Travis Kelsey being back out there, but I'm like, yeah, man, you can't change your name. That'd be like if Mahomes came through tomorrow and it's like the S at the end of silence. I mean, I guess if they just tell us, I'll stop playing unless you do that, then I guess we're going to start calling Travis Kelce, and Patrick Mahomes.
Mayor Quentin Lucas, thank you so much for another fantastic episode of Mayor Lucas Mondays. Have a good one.
Hey, have a good weekend.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blast on Hot 103 Jams.
You're new in your relationship. Just DJ'd a wedding on Friday. What was the happy couple's name?
Jay and Javion.
So Javion.
Joy and Javion, my bad.
Javion probably hasn't gotten in the doghouse yet.
Yeah.
It's National Get Out the Doghouse Day. So I figured I'd try to help you out as my little brother.
Come on now, dog.
Give you some tips on how to get out of the doghouse, because I'm 100% positive you will be relegated there at one point in this relationship.
You are a hater.
I'm hating, trying to help.
Come on with it. I'm ready.
So if you find yourself in the doghouse, Brian, tip one, put down the technology. So in other words, don't try to email, text, you know, using them cute emojis. Mm-mm. Face to face or a handwritten apology is the way to go.
Handwritten is definitely the way to go in this era of texting.
Two, tell your boo, hey, let's meet at the coffee house, baby, to discuss what's going on.
She loves a good Starbucks. That's no lie.
Come on now, dawg.
And if you in public, the chances of her hooking is less. And when I say hook, I mean hitting, not like...
Depend on who you with, fam. You can't try that with everybody. You get somebody from the 30s, you can't do that.
Come on, man.
So they say, use this time to find out, what exactly did I do to get in the doghouse?
Mm-hmm.
You got to tread lightly on that one, too, because when you try to act like you don't know what you did, that's more annoying, too. Okay. Here's another one. If you want to get out of the doghouse, Brian, send flowers, chocolates, or some other appropriate gift.
I do the flower thing, definitely. Mm. Ladies love flowers.
I do. I just bought myself some flowers Sunday.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should just do that off the rip anyway. Just,
I do.
Well, I'm talking about the fellas more.
Oh, to send to your lady.
Yeah, send your lady some flowers, man. You'll get it. You'll get it back later.
Or just $25, $50 in my Cash App real fast, like,
really?
Unexpectedly.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been known to.
You've been on the Cash App a little bit.
Drop a couple coins here. Hold with on. My woman. All right, let's be clear. With my woman. Not you, ma'am.
Period.
That's it. That's all the tips. You didn't help me out at all, because I do all of that. Except for the begging part. I don't do all that.
You haven't had to employ it because you haven't gotten in a doghouse yet. I'm telling you what to do. Mm-hmm. So when it happens, you're like, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I got to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for those tips, Shay. I will be sure to follow them. And if they don't work, I'm coming back to you and I'm raising hell. Just letting you know.
Well, don't mess up. You don't have to worry about that. How about that?
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
820 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Mostly sunny and humid. Sunny and 70 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shade was popping.
One time for Megan Thee Stallion. She just made history as the first female rapper to appear on the cover of Sports Illustrated's swimsuit issue.
Hey, congratulations. She's not on her thought shot with the SI.
Just posted a picture of her in her bikini. Yes. She looks beautiful.
Yeah, buddy, to say the least.
It doesn't look photoshopped to anything. Nah, it looks like ain't. This is her natural self.
Oh, she sure is. Yes, she is.
U.S. tennis star Coco Gauff is pulling out of the Tokyo Olympics after testing positive for the coronavirus.
Lord.
She made the announcement on social media over the weekend, writing, quote, "I am so disappointed to share the news that I have tested positive for COVID and won't be able to play in the Olympic Games in Tokyo. It has always been a dream of mine to represent the USA at the Olympics, and I hope there will be many more chances for me to make this come true in the future."
In those Olympic villages that they have, already been a couple other outbreaks other than her. Bradley Beal for the USA basketball team, he's not going to participate. I anticipate more of these outbreaks coming up, Shay, because this thing is getting out of control.
I watched a documentary on Netflix that was produced by LeBron James about Naomi Osaka and her mental health struggles. It's all documented. You just got to take a look at this thing when you get a free moment, Brian. Also, Future is denying that he paid an Instagram model named Blue Jasmine $5,000 to do the dirty deed.
Now, what dirty deed you talking about?
You know, the dirty deed that got you here.
This was whack, though, to me. This is a conversation DJ Academics had with this young lady.
Nah, he's offered me $5,000.
Future ain't offering you no $5,000 of that's cap. Future had chicks buying their own flights. Stop it, girl. I'm rooting for you, Jazz, but you can't make up these type of lies.
I'm not lying.
He gives me, like, fanboy energy with that. Like, you bragging about somebody else's bedroom antics and what they do, like.
Well, he wasn't. He was checking her. He said he didn't believe her.
It was a part where he was bragging. Jimmy flies, Future flies ladies out all the time. It was this part.
Future had chicks buying their own flights.
They bought their own flight.
I know, but he seems like he's bragging on that. Like he's like secondhand bragging on Future. It's just lame to me, man.
Yes, honey. Well, oh shoot, I wanted to tell you something else. Ooh, what? Derek Fisher and Gloria Gavan finally got married.
Oh, word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy, that's some good loving right there. Whenever you drive, like, you know, the other dude, right? Matt Barnes, who drove, what, 90 miles to go try to whoop up on Derek Fisher over her? Oh,
well,
boy.
Well, he was in that man's house, so I don't see nothing wrong. I don't.
Yeah,
all
right.
Shoot. Sha'Carri Richardson, she was offered $250,000 to be a company spokesperson for a vaping company. Do you think that would be a good move for her to get that bag, or should she separate from that thought process in general?
Yeah, she still has Olympic dreams. You got to separate yourself from that. Now, if you're done with the Olympics, go for it. But you got to separate yourself from this situation. That's not smart. That's not a smart bag. All money ain't good money. Oh, look at you. So you going to throw away all your Olympic joints?
Why would you be throwing it away? Olympics is in because another 4 years. By then, it won't be on her system.
You got to qualify for these races. There are plenty of races for you to get in.
Who said you got to take it? I remember I used to do a weight loss thing called Body Solutions.
Touché.
And I was the spokesperson. I ain't never drank nobody nor no solution.
Touche. Because Michael Jackson did Pepsi. He never drank Pepsi. That was in his contract. So that's a good point.
Hey, we don't know how long. What if she run and trip and hurt herself and she can't never run again?
And then she can't get the
endorsement.
But that's just me. No, and then she can't get the endorsement. That's another good point.
That's just me. It's legal. It's not like they're asking her to do something illegal. Vaping is not illegal.
Just don't get the THC in your system, fam.
Make sure you give yourself 35 days.
No, stop.
Making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who's this?
Kayla.
All right, Kayla, let's see what you got.
I drink. I'm a Patron in birth. I can't think. I'm blown. Too cold. Don't know how the hell I'm getting home.
Hey. Snap your fingers, do your thing. You can do it all by yourself. Let me see you do it.
Hey!
Let me see you do it.
Hey! Shay in there doing the pool palace. I see you. Do it.
You qualify for $1,000 in hot summer cash, Kayla.
Thank you.
You also got a $25 gift card from Hy-Vee to get your favorite breakfast food on your way to work.
Uh-huh.
All righty. Sounds good to me.
Tell the town what morning show you waking up with.
Well, the morning God was saying, Sean, that's right.
I want to break it down.
Heat up your summer. Win $1,000 in hot summer cash.
I know that's right. Throw that money over here.
We are Hot 103 Jams.
I need that money.
You're listening to the best of the morning blog on Hot 103 Jams.